I think it's been, I've gone to sea, I wouldn't have changed it.
Yeah.
I would have liked to have been on a ship, sailed around the world, mm-hmm. seen all that stuff. Now I'll have to do it in retirement.
Sounds so bad.
Which is coming up. Yeah, I don't know, it's different though.
Yeah.
I used to tell the kids, like, when you're when you graduate and you go to sea, if you get ashore, and some ships do, they get the opportunity to go ashore, usually you end up in, like, the wrong part of town when the launch drops you off or something, or you're in the docks or something, you're walking through these areas and stuff, and I said, you're, like, kind of like persona non grata, or it's almost like you're a ghost floating through these areas, because you don't live there, yet your ship's there, your home's there, and the people, you know, you're kind of invisible to these people, and you get to see things that many people don't see. The tourists never get down there, they never see these things, and the tourists are more visible to the people that live there. You blend right in, and you just kind of go through here, you do your thing, and you go back to the ship, and you're gone.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a very unique position to be in for a person. And to observe what happens outside. The place we used to go in San Francisco, we used to land down there by where they built the new stadium, the Giants Stadium there. It's all got gentrified, you know. It was in the process when I was sailing there, but the launch used to go in there. That, where they catch the fly balls and the kayak, you know, that used to be a pier, an old wharf like this one, and the launch would be there. What was the launch? AAA launch? I forget the name now, but, you know, and they drop you off and you walk out, and there'll be all the drunks there outside, and and you had to go through a rough part of the neighborhood, and then you're back down the Embarcadero. But now it's all, you can take a trolley there, but it's not, the launch isn't even there. It's just because everything's been built up.
Now it's valuable real estate.
Yeah, yeah. And that's what's happening, too, a lot of places, you know, like here with the Brown. Apparently the pier's going to get, and, until the cities realize that they need a waterfront somewhere where ships can go and, you know, the industry can work, there really is going to be a big yacht club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the port gets pushed further and further the margins.
So, I think it's been a great career. And, you know, we tell the kids, oh, it's a great career, but it's a lot different. We realize it. We set them out, and they, hopefully they have the skills to get going. A lot more skills they need today than we did. We went out with one court, we went out with one degree, one license, and we could do anything. We could write high-speed boats, if there weren't that many then, tugs, chemical ships, there weren't LNG ships then, container, whatever. Now, you get a license, and basically you're pretty limited to what you can do. You can't go on tugs, you can't go on LNG ships, now you can't go on chemical ships. It's unbelievable, regulated, you know, what you got to do to be able to work on them. And mostly it's paperwork.
It's
a little bit of familiarization, but mostly paperwork you have to do.
So it's all specialized. I mean,
yeah, it's getting that way.
You kind of have to pick your spot and stuff.
Kind of, yeah. We're discussing that at school, whether they're going to go with kind of like look at, in the deck side, specialize whether they want tankers, tugs, yachts. Yachting's a thing, too, now. But we haven't done that yet, so they still graduate with a regular unlimited license. You know, steam and diesel, that's a big thing. You know, the engineers now, gas turbine, they've separated all those. Most of the ships, schools now have trouble getting steam time. So that's why this is a great triple expansion steam engine.
Right.
It's kind of crazy. But we still have a steamship up there, and ours, the problem is getting diesel time. And they just allowed us to do something with gas turbines, too, so.
Yeah.